Hey, Eastside City Church, this is Pastor Israel Campbell from Flourishing Church all the way in Los Angeles, and I absolutely love your church, and of course, we love your pastors. We have known your pastors for almost 25 years, and they have always been so prophetic into our life and so encouraging, so it's a great opportunity to be with you guys today, talking to leaders, talking to pastors, talking to the team, and talking to the church. And I just do want to, before I even start out, just give your church a huge shout out. You know, here we are today in two campuses in Los Angeles, and we wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for your church, really, in the beginning year that we came out sending us, sponsoring us, really missionaries to Los Angeles. So we absolutely, again, love your church, love your pastors, can't wait to be with you live, but I believe I have got a word for us in 2022. Can you believe it? It's already 2022. Going into where God is going to take you as a church. I know Pastor Todd has got kind of how that's going to happen. What are the practical things? But I really do believe I've got a spiritual God-given word for us for 2022. So come on, let's get into God's word. Come on, let's check it out. Okay, I've got two scriptures that I want to start reading this morning. The first one is found in the New Testament. Second one is in the Old Testament. And the first one has to do with, of course, our Lord and Savior Jesus, found in Luke chapter 5, verses 24 through 26. And in the Message paraphrase, it says this, "Now he," Jesus, "spoke directly to the paraplegic, 'Get up, take your bedroll and go home.' And without a moment's hesitation, he did that. He got up and he took his blanket." Go ahead and say blanket with me. That's going to be a key word. "And he left for home, giving glory to God all the way. The people rubbed their eyes, stunned, and also gave glory to God, awestruck. They said, 'We have never seen anything like that.'" Now, go with me to the Old Testament, and in 2 Samuel chapter 20, verses 11 through 14, again, I want to read out of the Message paraphrase. This is a story of King David, his general Joab, and Amasa, who was also a general, and this story takes place after the insurrection of Absalom. So it's a very crucial point in the history of David's life and in the children of Israel. It reads this, that one of Joab's soldiers took up his post over the body and called out, "Everyone who sides with Joab and David, follow Joab." Amasa, who had been killed, was lying in a pool of blood in the middle of the road. The man realized that the whole army was going to stop and take a look. So he pulled Amasa's corpse off the road and into a field, and he threw a blanket. Go ahead, say blanket one more time. Over him so it wouldn't collect spectators. Goes on to say that as soon as he'd gotten him off the road, the traffic flowed normally, following Joab in the chase of Sheba, son of Bichri. Father God, again, we just thank you for this incredible time to come together as leaders, as pastors, as a church, as we talk about 2022. I pray that your word would really resonate inside of us, that your word is so powerful. It renews our mind. It builds and up our faith, but it also is so powerful that you can custom make it to every single one of us, no matter what we're in the middle of. And so I pray that you would do that. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, I love these stories. It's a story in the New Testament of Jesus' healing, and it's a story in the Old Testament where the blanket is actually used to cover a body that was actually causing a distraction. And you know what, church? In 2022, there are so many things that can get us distracted. The news, social media, pandemics, new variants, politics, all kinds of different things that can get us distracted. And the Bible says in this story in the Old Testament that there was this dead body and everybody was gathering. And instead of advancing, instead of fighting, instead of protecting the kingdom and protecting the king, they got distracted. And so by no means am I trying to discount the body, discount the pain, discount the distractions, but this is a scripture that really teaches us that there are times where we are going to have to move the distraction over, learn to cover with a blanket, and move forward to advance the kingdom. In fact, if the children of Israel would not have done this, theologians say the kingdom could have been in turmoil. David could have been in turmoil. And the longer this situation took, the longer it took them to get out of the distraction, the harder the battle would have been in the future. And so I just want to talk about, as leaders, as Christ followers, as church folks, come on, there are some distractions that we are going to have to get good at getting the blanket and covering. And I think that there are some blankets in 2022 we have got to get good at using. And the first blanket that I would just bring to your attention is what I would call the blanket for offense. Wow, has it not just been so easy to be disappointed with people in 2022? And as leaders, as Christ followers, as church people, come on, we are not immune to offense. But it's so easy to get offended. The Bible says in the Old Testament, great peace have those who love thy law, and nothing shall offend thee. And so what we have got to get good at is recognizing that bitterness, recognizing that offense, recognizing that situation, and saying, hey, you know what? I refuse to get offended. I am going to get out a blanket and cover and say, I will not stay focused on that pain, that offense, that frustration. So many different things that we could be frustrated with people, with organizations, with our politics, our policies. We could get offended, and then what we can do is we actually, in case of this scripture, get focused and park right there and then miss out on what God has for us. And I believe as leaders, Christ followers, we're going to have to get good at pulling out the blanket, say, nope, I refuse to get offended by this hurt, this bitterness, this unforgiveness, this situation, this wrong. Somebody wronged me, but I refuse to get offended. I am going to stay focused on the kingdom, and we are going to advance. You know, the Old Testament also has a story about Noah, and we know. Do you remember that song we sang as a kid? God gave Noah, told him to build him an arky, arky. I don't even know the words, but it was like, oh, God told Noah to build him an arky, arky. Da, 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 da. That's all I can remember, but I remember the stories of Noah. We know about the animals and the ark, but there's also a story where Noah, 800, 900 year old Noah, after the flood gets drunk and he is naked, as they would say in the South, naked. He was naked, but the Bible says that two of the brothers grabbed a blanket, and instead of focusing on the failure, focusing on the pain or the frustration of maybe leadership acting or no. They just said, come on, we're not denying it. We're not saying that it didn't happen. So these blankets aren't just to cover up stuff, but it's actually saying, no, we're going to walk backwards and cover our father's nakedness because we don't want our vision on where we are, where we've been. We want our vision on our future. And you know what the Bible says? The Bible actually says those two brothers who walked with the blanket covered their dad actually were blessed. And the one that stared, the one who pointed it out, he actually was cursed. And so in 2022, I believe you and I have got to get good at whipping out the blanket for offense, refusing to get offended. And there are so many ways and things and people to get offended at. Come on, not just in California. Come on, there are people all around us every day giving us the opportunity to get offended. And I just believe as leaders, come on, as Christ followers, we've got to get good. And like I said, Proverbs said, great peace have those who love thy law and nothing shall offend thee. Come on, let's be unoffensible. Is that the right word? Not ever getting offended and just saying, hey, that may not be right, that may be wrong, but I am not going to stand here and not advance. Amen. The second blanket I think that we have got to get good at is the blanket of duh. Now say that with me, say duh. Come on, you know what I mean when somebody asks you something and you're like, duh, like they should know the answer. Like the other day, I know it's not very masculine, but I ordered, it was Christmas time, I ordered a peppermint mocha, from Starbucks, and the person says, do you want whipped cream on that? And I was like, duh, come on, of course. You don't order that without whipped cream, but there are some things that make us go duh in the world. And let me read this scripture to you. I love this. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. Listen to what this says. Therefore, turn away from them. Paul is saying in the last days, and come on, we gotta believe we're living in the last days, people are going to be acting crazy. People are going to lose their mind. Sinners are gonna sin. And what has been amazing to me is when Christians freak out about non-Christians not being Christian-like. And we have to, as Christ followers, get good at using the blanket called duh. Of course, a non-believer is going to act like a non-believer. And instead of getting frustrated, instead of parking, instead of getting distracted and saying, we're going to boycott this non-Christian company that's not acting Christian, maybe we should use the blanket of duh. Of course they're going to sin. Of course they're going to. Why? Because they don't know Christ. And us not advancing, moving forward, seeking God is actually making it worse instead of better. Now listen to me, leaders, church. I'm not saying that we ignore sin. I'm not saying that we are just trying to cover it up. But what I'm saying is oftentimes non-believers acting like non-believers can be a distraction to who God has called us to be. And we can never help them if we're not advancing and being transformed and being changed and being renewed. If we just camp out at that one thing we're frustrated with, that one thing we don't agree with, we never advance in the kingdom and we're stuck. Just like this army. Look looking at the dead body. And I say, we've got to get good at the learning how to use the blanket for duh. And listen, the Bible says, where much sin abounds, how much more grace abounds. And so, yes, we live in a society, in a culture that is turning away from God. And we can yell at them and beat them over the head with the Bible, or we can say, this is just a sign of the end times. We're going to come on, advance more towards the kingdom, more towards God, get more of our relationship with Him. We don't freak out at end times and say we've got to build a bigger bomb shelter so we can protect ourselves from Armageddon. No, a true leader, Christ follower, we build a bigger dining room table, not a shelter, because we're inviting the lost into our lives. Let's not get distracted by what non-Christians are doing. Let's stay more focused on what is our God doing? What is our Lord doing? What is the Holy Spirit speaking to us? Come on, say that with me. Say, duh. Of course, people are going to be crazy. I live in California. Everyone here is crazy. Duh. I'm not going to get sidetracked. I'm going to focus on my relationship with Christ, and I'm going to grow the church. We're going to advance the kingdom, and we're not going to get distracted. Come on, how good was that? Last blanket. See, this is quick. This is easy. I hope this is stirring your spirit. But the third blanket that I would bring up is I would bring up the blanket for rejection. And, you know, this last year, probably the last couple years, our church made some shifts in our oversight, our leadership, and even church name. We did some things, branded and all of that. And it was amazing to me, the rejection that I faced from certain people because we shifted some things. And you know, it was weird because it really wasn't that big of a deal. But as a kid, at just 9 months old, and I don't even remember this, I was actually abandoned from my biological mom and dad because they were dealing with drugs, and they were busted for doing drugs, taking drugs, and so then I was adopted, but I was abandoned at 9 months old. I don't even actually remember that. But these last years, as people have maybe abandoned me, it's like it really isn't that big of a deal, but the hurt compounded. Just somehow, if I don't get healed in that, then somebody else doing something almost compounds it or multiplies it. It has a ripple effect. And I believe if we're going to get good in 2022 as leaders, as Christ followers, as people in the church, as pastors and leading, we are gonna have to be able to learn how to pull out the blanket of and cover rejection. You know, so many things are divisive. So many things are polarizing. And people are leaving and people are doing other things. And it's easy to get paralyzed, to stop, and to focus on the rejection. Maybe it's words, maybe it's actions, maybe it's just the leaving. And it's almost like you can focus more on who has left instead of focused on who is still with you. And I believe in 2022, come on, as Christ followers, we aren't going to get paralyzed on rejection and get focused on who wasn't there and who didn't affirm us and who isn't still with us and who isn't supporting us. No, come on, let us get focused on where we're supposed to be. What is next? Come on, let's not focus on the rejection of what we missed in 2021 and 2020. Come on, no, let's have a spirit of expectation. Let us be like Joshua and Caleb and say, let us go at once and possess the kingdom of God. And so, I just wanted to challenge us as, again, leaders, Christ followers, come on, pastors, church people, come on, let's make sure that this year we don't get distracted. This is a passage of Scripture that lets us know that if we would get good at using the blankets to cover distraction, we will advance and we will see victory come in our lives in 2022. Now, I'm fully aware that this story does have a story about Amasa. Most theologians will argue and talk about whether he deserved to die or whether he was murdered unnecessarily. He was late to respond to David, so maybe he deserved it. It's kind of like our world, so polarizing in different ways of all, everybody has a different opinion about this. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask, vaccinated, don't get vaccinated. Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Samsung, Apple, come on, we got all these different things. Same thing there. Did Amasa deserve it? Or it was his fault? All these different things. But I am aware that there was a death, there was a tragedy, there was hurt. And so I'm talking about learning how to use the blankets, but what if we're a leader? What if we're a churchgoer? And we, these last 2 years or last year, or even this first part of the month has just of this new year has been brutal and we're wounded. I go back to that first story where Jesus speaks to the man that's been paralyzed, speaks to the man that's not moving, and he performs a miracle. And he says, get up and take up your blanket. So we want to get good at using blankets for distractions. And we also want to get good at standing up, moving forward, getting healed, and not letting what has happened to us keep us from actually advancing and following Christ. So I just want to pray with you and pray for you specifically because I believe 2022 is going to be an incredible year. We got to get good at covering the distractions, and we've got to get some of us just good at actually listening to the words of Jesus and not staying there anymore, standing up and advancing. Come on, let's pray in Jesus' name. Come on, Eastside City Church. Father God, would you just do this with me right where you're at? Just lift up those hands. Come on, Eastside, lift up those hands. I know it's weird watching the screen, but just lift up those hands. Holy Spirit, I thank you that today would be a day that you'd help show us. I brought up a couple distractions, but maybe it's social media. Maybe it's an in-law. Maybe it's a toxic friend. I don't know what it is, but God, I pray that your Holy Spirit would show us the things that are distracting us. Help us get good at using some of these blankets and saying, I refuse to get distracted. I am going to get advanced. And Father God, those that are just on the side of the road right now, they feel like they've been stabbed in the back. They feel like they've been forgotten about. God, I thank you that your word says that Jesus spoke to the man that was stuck, paralyzed, and healed him. He actually got his blanket and moved forward. So God, if there's people right now in this incredible church in Calgary under great pastors that have just been hurt, paralyzed, God, I thank you that today is also going to be a day of great healing and of great transformation. We just thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Come on, somebody say amen. Hey, Pastor Todd is just about to tell you some practical things. I love you. It's been my privilege to be with you. I hope this helps you a little bit. Come on, stirs you up to not get distracted. And then now, Pastor Todd's going to give you some practical ways of how you guys are going to advance in 2022. Man, I am so grateful for your church, for what you've done, but I'm also just so expectant about what God is going to do in your church in the future. You are needed in your city, you are needed in your nation, and you are needed around the world. We love you guys. Thanks.